It's Pierre Laferrière,
yes,
of Olympe.
Sport Olympe in Quebec.
Quebec City.
Omega, yeah. Three store in Quebec City.
Okay.
And my comments about the summit, that the great contents that we have for the summit, it's a great place for retailers to learn a lot of things, to learn how to run their business and how to improve their business. Not only to run at this, but to improve how you can reach another level as an industry. Also as a retailer, but as an industry, how we can compare to each other, how we can benchmark to each other to make sure that we improve all the industry and all the profitability of the industry. And at the end of the day, I think a lot of all the dealers that who are here understand that and will be able to improve a little bit of his business, but it can make a big change for them. So, and we have a lot of rep from our company,
yeah,
and they love that too, because I think we put the boat at the same level. The rep would be able to bring in the store and to be able to talk the same language than we want to talk.
So it's for both reps and for retailers.
Yeah, it's both reps and retailers. For sure, it's more normally it's more for retailers. It's why we have to improve the number of the retailers who are coming to the summit. We will work on that. It's only the second year. We have more retailers this year than last year, but we will still improve about that. And we want to make sure that the retailers are able to see the value proposition that we have for them, that we do that for them. I don't do that for me. I do that for them, to that everybody in the industry will have a better business and more profitable.
And you also made a comment at the end, Pierre. You thanked the translators in the little booth here. Did you want to say something about the bilingualism of the organization?
Yeah, we need to do that too. We need to have more people to have the things to make sure that everybody from everywhere are able to come and are able to speak and to be to listen in their own language.
Whether they're Anglophone or Francophone.
Anglophone or Francophone. Because I made some panels during the summit. Mm-hmm. And for me, it would be much more easier to speak in French.
Yeah.
To explain what I want to explain. It's not about the language, but I was sure that the English person are able to understand.
Mm-hmm.
So it's why it would be interesting. And on the other side, I saw a couple of guys from Quebec don't speak any word in English. So they are sitting here with the
earphones.
The earphone, and they are able to understand everything. Is that. So I think we are on this market. We will have to make sure that we organize that. And we did. And we have some sponsors who take care of that. But we did a great job with that. It's a part of the Canada, and then we make sure to want to. And I know that a lot of people don't know. We are to market to marketing more that to make sure that next year a lot much more people are coming, even if it's not in French or in English.
Okay. And next year, has a location been selected?
No, not yet. We will discuss about that in the next month, and we will arrive with a place where we will do. Last year it was in Vancouver. This year it is in Montreal. So maybe somewhere in between. But I don't want to.
Okay.
We don't find the place yet. We want to finish that one, and after that we will do that.
Okay. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you very much.